Hello and welcome. This is Connie Reagan-Green with another call in the podcast series, Online Marketing Tips with Connie Reagan-Green. If you want to find out more about the podcast and get your free subscription, go over to ConnieReaganGreen.com and look in the right-hand sidebar. You'll be able to click on the link, go to iTunes, and get connected that way. I do these calls twice a month. I do them as an open teleseminar when I'm doing them live, so you're always welcome to come and listen to that, ask questions. I open up the line after I talk for a few minutes, and then in replay, you can listen at the same link or get your subscription on iTunes. So for today, make sure that you've downloaded your study guide. It's always a one-page study guide. If you're on the live call, it's on the big button link, and it says your study guide. If you're listening later on, just go to connieloves.me/study guides. That's plural and all lowercase. connieloves.me/study guides. So I wanted to talk about PLR because I realized that it's been a long time since I shared everything that I actually do with private label rights. So let me first just kind of explain more what PLR, private label rights content, means. And then I'm going to share how I've used it and continue to use it at this point on a daily basis by having several people help me do that. So let me open the line. All right, so if you have a question or comment while we're talking, just jump right in. All right, so private label rights was started at some point about 10 years ago. A few different people take credit for it. The one person that I really think of as being the person who started it in the way that we use it today was Jimmy D. Brown. And what it is content in a variety of formats that's written by people who are experts on the topic and or highly educated and or professional writers who can write content much better than most of us, not everyone, but than most of us can do. There's no way that my writing will ever be as good as the writing that's in the private label rights content that I purchase, even though I do my own writing every single day. So that's, and I'm college educated, so it doesn't mean that I can ever, you know, get to that level of writing. My writing just isn't that good. That's just the fact. So the benefit for all of us is that we can purchase this writing, and when you purchase it, you want to make sure they're not selling an unlimited number of copies, that they do limit the copies to somewhere between 100, 150. That's good. Most people, it will just sit on their hard drive. I don't want that to be you. I want you to actually use it. And the way that I use it is for blog posts, short reports, my free giveaways, so I've got a variety of opt-in pages, information products, and I'm going to give you some examples of PLR products. When I started to look, I didn't realize I've got about 30 products that I don't even count as my own products because they're private label rights that I've purchased and put together as a product. Also, autoresponder sequences, bonuses. PLR makes an excellent bonus because you've spent that time to kind of fix it, kind of rework it in a way that will benefit your community of people. Also, another thing I do with PLR is I learn from it. So when Google Hangouts were just getting started, I purchased PLR so I could read about it. When I was getting started with YouTube a couple of years ago, I purchased PLR so I could learn about it. So it's an excellent way for us to learn and to be able to move forward in our business in a way that we really couldn't in any other way. PLR is also very, very inexpensive. So I recently, because I'm talking about Nicole Dean's site today, my link for her, it's my affiliate link, is plrbynicole.com. So the other day I bought 5 different topics and I spent $22.50. So I didn't spend that much money. And that will be content that I can use for the next month. So I'll be using it for everything that I just mentioned, new blog posts, short reports, free opt-in giveaways. Another thing that I didn't even list here is reports that you send to your list, people that are already subscribed to your list. Okay, information products. Of the five that I bought, two of them will become new information products in the next month. Autoresponder sequences. We want a long, long sequence of messages for when people opt in, as long as they stay on our list. But sometimes it's hard to come up with the ideas for those. So I find that the best way is just to go directly to the PLR and to take sections out of it. Because for my emails, they tend to be 150 to 200 words, so it's perfect for that purpose. So any questions on this before we go further? All right, Tom is saying, where is the study guide? It's, if you're here live, and I believe you are, it's on the big button. It says your study guide on the Instant Teleseminar page. You may have to refresh your page. If you're listening in a replay, and someone somewhere will be, then go to connieloves.me/study guides. All right, and Joe is asking about Dennis Becker's Earn 1K a Day forum. Yeah, this is a place that, you know, pretty big name people are in there as well as brand new people. And I know today we are talking about PLR, but I'm happy to talk about Dennis's site. This is a place where you connect with people in a special way. If you have a topic that maybe is a little different than the norm, so you're not trying to do internet marketing, you know, teaching people how to start a business, you're not doing relationships or health and fitness, maybe it's something that's a little different that you're passionate about, you will find people in the forum that will know exactly how you can position that. So that's a great thing. All right, let me go back, and if you're on the line, then your line is open unless you have closed it. So jump right in if you have questions. All right, Frank says, I'm starting my site using WordPress. Oh, and you want information about the Hangouts course. The Hangouts course from Jason Flavlin and Will Matos is open until Saturday night at midnight. So that's Saturday, May 18th. That's tomorrow night. And it's at connieloves.me/hangouts. And yes, my bonus does apply. You come into my group and stay there for 3 months. So it's a wonderful way to connect. So Frank, I hope to see you there. All right. And Bill says, what site or training do you recommend for blog editing to enhance the appeal? So blogging for a beginner, a variety of things, Bill. Great to hear from you. Glad you're here, or at least have put in a question for us. So email me, and we'll talk about this because I don't know what extent that you really, you know, need for all of that. A lot of information that you need for your blog, you really can get by Googling for it. You know, how do I add a widget? How do I find the right plugin? You can really Google for that. All right, and Cheryl says, how much of the PLR do you change? Do you do a rewrite or just the look of the product? Some of it I change very little because it's so perfect the way it is. Other I change quite a bit because I'm kind of changing the focus of it. I want to give you a couple of sites that you can take a look at. Business Blogging Profits. That's a site that is an opt-in page that leads to a free report, that leads to a PLR report. This is the one I believe I've had the longest. I've had this one up for probably 4 years. And I've made at least $10,000 from this one product. So that's quite amazing. But it's because it's been there for so long, even though I don't think I've ever mailed for it once. All right, another one you can look at, another one that I've had for a few years is Traffic Made Simple. Because getting traffic to your sites, that information doesn't change that much. It's pretty much the same information. Another one, listmarketingwithautoresponders.com. Listmarketingwithautoresponders.com. So these are excellent ways for you to have more products. And I just don't believe that I have taught about this in the past. All right, more questions. Okay, Al says, so Al, the questions you're asking really are better for the mentor program, for my program that you're in. So ask those questions there, and that way I can show you in the webinar exactly what you need. All right, and here's a question about the Super Summer Giveaway. So I'll tell you what that is. If you go to supersummergiveaway.com, that's a site that I put up kind of in the middle of the night, because I had my tech person overseas do that 2 years ago, and I surprised Jeff Hoff. I said, Jeff, guess what we're going to be doing? And he said, what? I said, we're going to have the Super Summer Giveaway. So he and I together both added a variety of reports and products, all kinds of things, many of which are PLR. Funny you should be asking about this here, Al, because it does fit in with what I'm talking about today. Many of the things you'll receive there are private label rights. And then we give it away, and that's something you can promote. If you're my affiliate, you know, pretty much it's summer. I know it isn't officially summer until, I think, June 21st is the first day of summer. But the truth is, when it's nice and warm in much of the country, it's really summer. So you'll see me start promoting that in a little while. And that's a way for you to promote something of mine that's free. So you're telling people about it. Tell your list. Tell people on social media. Share it with people you know. And that way they get on my list through your affiliate link. If they make purchases down the road, and many people do, my business is going strong, you receive commission. Typically it's 50%. Almost everything is 50%. So that's a nice way for you to be building some residual income. And that's something else I want to talk about today. You know, I'm finishing my ninth book, and it's really just weeks away from being finished right now. And it's called Living the Internet Lifestyle. And I talk about the difference between residual and linear income. Oop, about to drop the phone here. Residual and linear income. So linear income is what people do when you see them sending an email every day about something that's for sale that day, and that's really their whole business. Which means if they're sick one day or busy one day or really can't find something to talk about one day, they don't make any money that day. Well, that's no good. That's like work. That's almost identical to work. Instead, you want residual income. You want all kinds of things available on the internet that people can find when they happen to find them, and you position it in a way where people will find it. And that way you're making money 24/7, 365, because you have things in place. That way if you don't send an email for a week or 2 weeks, you still continue to make money. And that's what I really want you to do and to understand. All right, any other questions about what we're talking about before I go back to the study guide? I think this is a great topic. All right, Ricky's also asking about Dennis Becker's Earn 1K a Day forum, and is it really Earn 1K a Day? Well, I'll tell you something. I connected with Dennis in July of 2010, so almost, we're coming up on 3 years. And 3 years ago, I wasn't making $1,000 every day. And in my mind, I didn't even think of that as a possibility. I had had many days where I'd made $1,000 or even much more than that, but most of my days were much less than that. Well, I got in that forum. I started connecting with Dennis and with the other people, and I began getting into that flow of what was necessary for me to take my business to that level. And it certainly didn't take long. By the end of 2010, I was making that $1,000 a day, and now I can't imagine not making 1K a day. So in the beginning, I thought, gee, that's an interesting title he has for his book and for his website and for his forum, but I didn't relate to it being for me. So that's a great thing. It's also a great place if you're brand new and you're just trying to explore. You want to know, gee, I'm not sure if it's this direction I should take or the other direction. What should I do? It's a great place. Plus, you're getting tons of benefits. He's having his 6th anniversary birthday sale for the next week, and you can get a whole bunch of downloads, and you can join for 10 days for $9.95. All right, let's go back into the study guide for today. And I talk about PLR. This is how entrepreneurs get access to fresh content, because we must have fresh content on a regular basis. You can't post the same thing to your blog over and over. You run out of ideas at some point, and it might be a few days before you have a new idea that you want to write about. That's where PLR comes in. But remember, it's not all created equal, and I think anybody who has been involved with PLR, so me or you or anybody that we know on the internet, We've all purchased PLR that was just horrible quality. Horrible. Just so awful for a variety of reasons. So I won't even go into some of the reasons it's so awful. And yes, you can ask for a refund, but it's a lot of trouble. You've spent $5 or $10 on something. It's a lot of trouble to go through the refund process. And then, worse than that, you get the money back, but then you feel like you're not sure where to turn because you go, well, if all this writing is so horrible and doesn't do what I need to do, then maybe PLR is not a good thing. Instead, you must purchase from people with a stellar reputation. Nicole Dean is one of those stars, a stellar person with private label rights. The people that prepare that PLR from her, and I've met two or three of them now over the last couple of years, they're really, really smart people. And they really do a lot of research. A lot of time and effort goes into what they prepare. And so when you purchase that, that's the value that you're getting. And every month you have to decide how much you need and how much money you want to spend on it. In the beginning, I spent $10 to $20 a month. That's what I spent during 2007 was when I found out about PLR. So my budget was $20 a month. So that meant I was seeking PLR that I could purchase, and I would add it to membership sites. I would rewrite it, started creating products with it. That all started 2007 into 2008, and that was my budget. Now I spend about $75 to $100. So when your business gets up more and more and more income and you have other people helping you, then you'll spend more. So right now, if you're still not making six figures a year, 20, 25 a month, that's really plenty for you to spend on PLR. You don't need to spend any more than that. Also, make sure you organize it. Organize it by topic. Make sure it's a folder either in your documents or on your desktop so that you can find it. And don't let it sit on your hard drive very long. When I purchase it, I want it out there serving me in some way within a month. That's the goal. All right, Elizabeth says, I hope you'll touch on how you market and sell the courses you create using PLR. Most of it's through Nanocast. Well, yeah, so I'm selling things through my shopping cart. So I have an account with PowerPay, and then I also have an account with with PayPal. So people can pay by credit card, or they can pay with PayPal. So that's how I'm selling it, if that's the question. And I believe it is. All right. Nanocast is my system where I have my affiliate program. So when you make a purchase and it goes through Nanocast, it's only because my affiliate program is there. You're still paying with PayPal or with a credit card. Those are the two ways that I accept money. I don't take any kind of online checks or anything, and I don't take money orders in the mail. People don't even send me money orders anymore. They used to. The first few years, people would send me a money order to my P.O. box, and I would take that, but nobody has even asked me about doing that in the last probably 3 years. Okay, so Elizabeth, if I didn't answer your question, let me know. All right, and let me go back through these. Okay, Al's working on his autoresponder. If you're with one shopping cart, then go through those tutorials. Yeah, you have to jump in. If you're going to be an entrepreneur, you have to actually do it. You can't talk about it, think about it, wonder about it. You have to actually do it. That means it's going to be messy. You're going to make lots of mistakes. If you don't do that, you won't ever become a successful entrepreneur. You have to try. So if you're trying to send it out an email, set up a list with two or three email addresses that belong to you or your friends or family, and send out an email and see what happens. If it works correctly, look and see how you set it up. If something goes wrong, then take a look and see what happened, what was wrong. All right, Sheila says, my target audience is parents of teens. Okay, good. That's a great market. That's a market I've been interested in lately, but it sounds like you probably have more experience, perhaps. Where can I find the most heavily populated audience of these individuals without them being lumped in with parents of toddlers and tweens? I've only found a few standalone parents of teens through Google. Well, I think you have to think more big picture with this, because the people that have toddlers now and the people who have tweens right now, the tweens being you know, 10, 11, 12 years old, is what I think of a tween, those young people will become teenagers. And you don't want to turn someone away. Just say they have a 3-year-old and an 8-year-old. If they're interested in something about children, they're already understanding that they need different information for teenagers. So you want them on your list now. You know, give them some good information. Say, you know, if your kids aren't quite teenagers yet, you know, these are some things you want to think about years in advance. So think about it that way. Another thing that you can do is start a group. Start a group on LinkedIn for parents of teens. And make sure that you're giving them great value. And there is some nice PLR at plrbynicole.com on dealing with teens.
Well, Air Force Base.
All right. And somebody here has a question? No? Whoever it was, then they dropped off. Okay, let me go back to the Q&A here. And Sheila had another question here. She said, this deals with article marketing. Is it true that articles should be posted on our website first and then edited before the article directories? No, I don't think of it that way. Things have changed over the last, you know, 2 to 3 years now. So if you put it on your blog, you really can't put it on an article directory because your blog will be kind of devalued by Google. What you want to do is if you have an idea and you write a blog post about it, you have to completely rewrite it. I wouldn't leave more than a few sentences the same, if that. I don't have anything the same. I just completely have something else rewritten. And especially with PLR, you can use that for your blog. Rewrite that for your blog, and then some other ideas that you want to have just for marketing purposes, you can put those on the article directories. All right, and Pam is in for the Earn 1K a Day forum. Thank you so much, Pam. And, yes, I am limiting how many people I'm taking into a bonus program because that bonus program will include 5 of my products. It will also include a 6-week summer intensive. So that's a mentor program. And we'll do those on Sunday evenings. Sunday evenings at 5 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Eastern. So those are going to be limited. And also some other things that I'm working on for great bonuses. All right, and okay, and also you're in the 10K laser coaching. Wonderful, and Al just joined in with that. Wonderful. Okay, Sandra says, how do I get people interested enough to purchase my reports? Well, if they're on your list, hopefully they're interested. All right, but you'll make more money if you give them away. Give them away, show that you're offering great value, recommend something through an affiliate link, you know, build up a business. Trying to just sell a report when it's not part of a business is not so easy to do because most of the time if we purchase from someone, we're on their list, we're learning from them, we're understanding where they're coming from in terms of our niche. And it's kind of a whole process. It's not just, you know, let's find a report on a topic and let's buy it. It's different. So tell me more, Sandra, about your business so I can better answer you. All right, and let me see if I have other questions on here. And Sheila, I hope I've answered you in terms of, you know, where you're going to find those people. I would also look for forums. Look for forums for people with teens. And, you know, think about how you're going to position yourself. Are you another parent of a teen and you're going to teach from your experience? Do you have professional designations? So are you a, you know, licensed clinical social worker? Are you a teacher? You know, how are you positioning yourself? So for me, I taught high school. Just 1 year out of the 20 years that I taught, I only taught high school 1 year. So I couldn't, from a teaching point of view, I couldn't say that I was really an expert. I've been a parent of teens, 2 teens, and now a grandparent. But I don't know if any of that would really set me apart unless I made a huge effort and had some position to come from. So that's what you want to do. All right, let me go back to the study guide, and hopefully you'll print this page out. The third paragraph there, this is where it's important. You want to decide how much content do you need each month. Do you need enough for four blog posts, one special report, one product, and 10 autoresponder messages? You know, if so, you can probably spend $10 to $15 on that. If you want to do a little bit more, have another special report, another product, then you'll want to spend about $20 a month. And also, you can, you know, have different niches. So I could start a niche for parents of teens without being an expert on it, but it would never be my main niche unless I made effort in that direction. One way that you can really get credibility is by doing volunteer work with a group in your community who is dealing with that market. So perhaps you can do something at your church where you say, you know, I'd like to start a group during the summer just for teens to have a place to come that's safe where they can talk about what's going on in their life, where they could talk about what it's like to transition from, you know, 11th grade into 12th grade as a senior, what it's like to now have a driver's license and have those responsibilities. What is it like to be dealing with another family member who has a huge, huge issue that affects them? What are so many things like for them? And if you did that over a summer right then, that would elevate you to a different status in your niche. All right, and anything else? Let me read the quote for today from Sir Richard Branson. I can honestly say that I've never gone into any business purely to make money. If that's the sole motive, you're better off not doing it. A business has to be involving. It has to be fun. And it has to exercise creative instincts. I couldn't agree with this more. This is so, so important. People on a regular basis will say, you know, which niche is the best? Which one will I make the most money in? And I always think, well, gee, why would that be a factor? Because remember, in your business, you're here to serve other people. Anybody who's in business. So think of everybody that's in business on the main street in your city. So I think of a main street in Santa Clarita as being Bouquet Canyon. When I come down that street, there are pizza places and Starbucks and grocery stores and veterinarians, dry cleaners, a dog grooming place. I'm just thinking of all the businesses, some clothing stores further down, Best Buy that has electronics and everything. Everybody there is there to serve people who have a need for that. So the dry cleaner didn't say, gee, I wonder what kind of business will make the most money. Instead, they had a background. They had an interest in cleaning clothes for people so that they could have their very best appearance. My very best clothing items go to the dry cleaner. My other stuff just goes in the washing machine. So I'm looking for someone who's knowledgeable, who's interested. When I go in, I want them to say, oh, I can see that, you know, this is made out of wool, or I can see that this is made out of, you know, this is a cotton blend, whatever. I want them to be knowledgeable, and I want them to be interested in what that is. That's what makes money in a business. All right, any other questions about private label rights, how we can use them in our business? Oh, you want more links to some of my PLR. Okay, another one that sells very, very well, KindlePublishingJumpstart.com. PLR that I've reworked, and I've made, because I was talking about you could make like 200 times what you paid for it, so I've made several thousand dollars on that one just in the past, a little over a year probably with that one. So that one's a very good one as well. And Simple AdWords Tips for people wanting to do advertising. I bought that originally, Simple AdWords Tips. I bought that so I could learn how to do AdWords better. And then I thought, well, gee, other people would want this. Let's put this together as a product. And so that's exactly what I did. All right, anyone on the line have a question or a comment? I see familiar names. And I want to thank everyone for joining me today. We've got a nice crowd here. Okay, if you came in a little late, on the big button, it says Your Study Guide, so be sure to click on that. There's also a link to Dennis Becker's forum. He's having his anniversary sale. He's never done an anniversary sale like this, not in the 3 years that I've been with him. He's never done anything like this where he's offering so many bonuses. One person, I was shocked to find out, was only a member for 24 hours and then requested a refund of his $9.95. So that person is no longer on my list. Because there's no reason to do that, just to, you know, sign up for something to grab all the goodies and go. That doesn't show that you're a smart business person. That shows that you don't really care about other people at all. So it's always interesting to know, because that person now won't be on lots of people's list, is my guess. You don't want to ruin your good name. You really don't. Okay, any questions before we end for today? All right, be sure to print out this page so you have it. This is information that you can go back to when you say, now wait a minute, what was it that Connie said I can use that PLR for again? And then you'll see that I've listed it here. New blog posts, short reports, free opt-in giveaways, the one that I forgot to put in, reports that you send to your existing list just to show them that you're thinking of them. Give them a link to it. On my ConnieReaganGreen.com site, where I host this podcast, there's a link at the top that says short reports. You can go there and download them. Don't download them all at once. Download them one or two at a time. You know where you can come back and get the rest of them, but actually use the information. Autoresponder sequences, information products, bonuses, when you create a product and you need bonuses right away. PLR is perfect for that. Perfect. All right, let me see if there's a last question on here. And I'm not seeing any more questions. All right, I appreciate you spending this time with me. Again, this is Connie Reagan Green. This is part of the podcast series, Online Marketing Tips with Connie Reagan Green. Go over to ConnieReaganGreen.com, look in the right-hand sidebar, and you can click over to iTunes and become part of the podcast series. Get your free subscription. Take care, everyone.